And I was living in my aunt's house. And I was one Sunday I was practicing. I always practice. I used to practice day and night. And the neighbors really got fed up with that. I think one time, I'm pretty sure that they got a petition against my practicing. So I had to limit that.
This is when you
to
were
8 hours a day.
Just a little kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I loved the practice.
Huh.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
That's pretty unusual for someone that young.
Yes. It was fascinating.
And what were you practicing? How did you practice?
The fundamentals. And I wanted to be what they called in those days, they still do call legitimate clarinet player, as opposed to if you played jazz, you were illegitimate.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a fellow by the name of William D. Simone lived a few blocks away from, he was walking by, he was a clarinetist that played in the Earl Theater in Philadelphia, played in the pit, played sax and clarinet. And he banged on the door, he said, "I heard the clarinet. And I hear this kid playing." He said, "I think he has potential," said to my aunt. He says, "I'd like to teach him."
Wow.
So Willie DeSimone was his name. And he taught me for quite a few years, for about a year and a half for nothing. Didn't take any money.